Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The groundhog was right. Winter is not about to give up its hold on much of the nation. It's cloudy, becoming mostly sunny later today in our listening area, but it's cold. It's very cold, with a high near 22 and temperatures dipping into the low teens this evening. Public schools are open in the city. Alternative side parking has been suspended. We're fortunate in our listening area this time, but the Mid-Atlantic region, including Washington, is in the crosshairs. The nation's capital is declaring a snow emergency for early today, and federal offices in the area will be closed. In a case of do as I say, not as I do, Secretary of State John Kerry denounced Russia for aggression against Ukraine Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press.
You just don't, in the 21st century, behave in 19th century fashion by invading another country on completely trumped-up pretext.
Once again, the U.S. is becoming embroiled in a situation far from home. Kerry is set to travel to meet officials in Kiev on Tuesday. Western nations are weighing a response to Russia's military actions. Kerry raised the possibility of economic sanctions, visa bans, freezing Russian assets, and levying trade and investment penalties. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin has asked Parliament for permission to use troops in Ukraine. Putin says the move is needed to protect ethnic Russians and the personnel of a Russian military base in Ukraine's strategic region of Crimea. Meanwhile, pro-Russian demonstrations have broken out in major cities in eastern and southern Ukraine, in cities which have large Russian-speaking populations. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon spoke with Russian President Putin over the weekend. He urged him to pursue a peaceful solution.
Cool heads must prevail, and dialogue must be the only tool in ending this crisis. I appeal to President Putin to urgently engage in direct dialogue with the authorities in Kiev.
Meanwhile, New Yorkers held several demonstrations around the city calling for calm, expressing concern and prayers for friends and family in Ukraine. As the third anniversary of the Fukushima disaster approaches, residents who had to flee from nuclear fallout plan to sue the government and the plant operator TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, in 14 district courts across the country. Similar suits filed by 1,278 evacuees are already pending at 11 district courts. The central government in Japan is trying to dismiss the suits, claiming the blackout-induced meltdowns at the aging and poorly protected power plants were unforeseeable. In other worrisome nuclear news, authorities are draining some of the water behind a Columbia River dam in central Washington state, where a 65-foot-long crack was discovered. Lowering the water level by 20 feet is expected to help inspectors get a better idea of how serious the damage is. Officials say there's no immediate public threat, but the crack is serious. The Department of Energy says they've looked at the possibility of the worst-case scenario, where the Grand Coulee Dam partially fails on the Columbia River. They say flooding could result in the release of radioactive material 30 miles away at the Hanford nuclear site. That's where plutonium was manufactured for the nuclear bomb detonated over Nagasaki, Japan. Disney has made a decision to end funding to Boy Scouts over gay policy. A spokesperson for the Boy Scouts of America says the Walt Disney's company decision to cut funding for the organization in 2015 will affect its ability to serve children. The Disney Corporation objects to the Boy Scouts of America policy that bans gay adult leaders. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio joined the gay-friendly St. Pat's for All parade on Sunday, saying it honors the traditions of the city by celebrating inclusion. De Blasio plans to skip the nation's largest St. Patrick's Day parade because participants are banned from carrying signs or banners identifying themselves as gay. De Blasio also marched in the Queen's parade when he was public advocate. His predecessor, Mike Bloomberg, staunchly supported gay rights but still marched in the traditional parade for 12 years. The Manhattan parade includes about 200,000 participants and attracts more than 1 million spectators. The Academy Awards were handed out Sunday night in Los Angeles. 12 Years a Slave, a powerful film about Solomon Northrup, a free black man from upstate New York who was abducted and sold into slavery, won for Best Picture. The film's director, Steve McQueen, accepted the Oscar.
Everyone deserves not just to survive, but to live. This is the most important legacy of Solomon Northrup. I dedicate this award to all the people who have endured slavery and the 21 million people who still suffer slavery today. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Also winning Oscars for Best Actress and Best Actor were Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club, Lupita Nyong'o of 12 Years a Slave, and Jared Leto of Dallas Buyers Club took supporting acting honors. Leto, whose film was about the AIDS crisis and the struggle for a cure in the mid-80s, dedicated his Oscar.
And this is for the 36 million people who have lost the battle to AIDS, and to those of you out there who have ever felt injustice because of who you are or who you love, tonight I stand here in front of the world with you and for you. Thank you so much and good night.
Later on, Leto said, you have an opportunity when you stand on stage. You can make it about yourself or you can hold up a mirror and shine a light. And that's what I chose to do. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.